Strategic IT vendor consolidation, stopping the cost crisis. There's a problem hiding in plain sight on most corporate balance sheets. It doesn't show up in a single line item, it doesn't trigger a board-level alert, and it's costing you millions. In 2026, strategic IT vendor consolidation has become the critical priority for enterprise leaders looking to eliminate the hidden waste of software sprawl and reclaim their budgets. How we got here? It started with a reasonable idea. Buy the best tool for each job. Best-of-breed software. Specialized vendors for every function. A cloud provider for compute, another for analytics, a SaaS platform for HR, a different one for finance, another for customer service, three for security. That logic made sense when technology was simpler and budgets were growing. But somewhere along the way, the stack stopped being a strategy and started being a symptom. Today, the average large enterprise runs more than 2,000 applications. SaaS spending per company has ballooned to an estimated $280 million annually, growing at 22% per year. And according to Gartner, organizations are overspending on that software by approximately 25%, paying for licenses they don't fully use, contracts they don't fully understand, and tools that overlap with three others already in the environment. That's not a technology problem. That's a governance problem. And it's getting worse. The hidden cost nobody talks about. The license fees are just the beginning. Every vendor relationship carries weight beyond the invoice. There's the cost of integration, connecting disparate systems that were never designed to talk to each other. There's the cost of management. IT staff dedicated to maintaining, patching, and supporting platforms that deliver marginal value. There's the cost of compliance, auditing dozens of vendor agreements for regulatory alignment, data handling clauses, and security standards. And then there's the cost that rarely makes it into a spreadsheet, the cost of not knowing what you have. 85% of IT decision makers now cite lack of IT visibility as a significant threat to their organization, a 6-point increase over the prior year. Business units are procuring their own software. Departments are spinning up subscriptions without IT's knowledge. Duplicate tools are multiplying across the enterprise. And with each new vendor comes a new attack surface, a new compliance obligation, and a new relationship that someone has to manage. Unused licenses alone now represent an estimated $19.8 million in annual waste for the average enterprise. That's not waste from bad decisions. That's waste from lost visibility. Why consolidation is now a board-level conversation.
Something shifted in the last 18 months.
The free spending era of digital transformation is over. CFOs who once approved technology requests on the promise of future ROI are now demanding accountability for past investments. CIOs who built sprawling best-of-breed environments are being asked to show what those environments actually delivered. The result? Vendor consolidation has become one of the fastest-growing strategic priorities in enterprise IT. 68% of technology leaders now have active plans to consolidate their vendor portfolios, with most targeting a 20% reduction in total vendor count, driven by cost control, risk reduction, and simplification. McKinsey has flagged vendor concentration as an organizational risk that extends well beyond cost, pointing to supply chain opacity, third-party cyber exposure, and cascading failure risk when a single critical vendor is compromised. Over the past 2 years, nearly one-third of all cyber breaches has been tied to technology supply chains. The more vendors in your environment, the larger the attack surface. The less visibility you have into those vendors, the less warning you get when something goes wrong. This is no longer an IT operations conversation. It's a risk management conversation. And it belongs in the boardroom. Consolidation done right and wrong. The instinct is to cut, count the licenses, cancel the unused seats, pick up 10% savings, and call it a win. That approach works for exactly one quarter. By quarter two, the backlash hits. Teams that quietly relied on a canceled tool re-procure it, often at a higher price, because the company's negotiating leverage has shrunk. Workflows that seemed redundant turn out to be load-bearing, and the organization ends up with the same sprawl it started with, minus the goodwill. Strategic consolidation works differently. It starts by mapping the portfolio into what actually matters. The critical systems that run core operations, the supporting tools that add workflow value, and the optional applications that exist because someone once thought they were a good idea. The critical systems are untouchable. The optional ones are the easy wins. The supporting tier is where the real strategic decisions live, and where unbiased advisory makes the difference between a consolidation that holds and one that unravels. Analyst data shows that consolidated stacks can reduce total technology costs by up to 36%. Implementations in streamlined environments finish 20% faster, with on-time delivery rates 66% higher. But those numbers only materialize when consolidation is treated as an operational discipline, not a cost-cutting exercise. The silent enabler of sprawl.
Broken contract management.
If vendor sprawl is the disease, poor contract management is the environment that allows it to thrive. Most enterprises don't end up with 2,000 applications because of a rogue procurement department. They end up there because contracts are treated as static documents rather than living financial instruments. They sit buried in disparate emails, local desktops, or fragmented digital folders. This lack of centralized contract management creates three critical vulnerabilities. The auto-renew trap. The average enterprise misses dozens of cancellation windows every year. By the time IT realizes a tool is redundant, the contract has already auto-renewed for another 12 to 36 months, with a built-in 7% to 10% price escalation. Undefined SLAs and escalations. Without active contract management, organizations pay premium prices for subpar vendor performance because nobody is tracking service level agreement, SLA, breaches, or enforcing penalty clauses. Mismatched timelines. When trying to consolidate vendors, companies often find themselves trapped in a game of contractual musical chairs. Vendor A's contract expires in March, vendor B's in September, and vendor C's 2 years from now. True vendor consolidation cannot happen without a robust, continuous contract management strategy. You cannot rationalize a portfolio if you don't know when your windows of negotiation open and close.
Consolidation fixes the footprint today. Proactive contract management protects the footprint tomorrow.
The advisor problem. Here's what makes vendor consolidation particularly dangerous to navigate alone. Every vendor you talk to has an interest in the outcome. Your cloud provider wants you to consolidate onto their platform. Your SaaS vendors want to expand their footprint inside your organization. Your system integrator makes money on complexity. None of them are wrong to want those things, but none of them are positioned to give you objective advice about your portfolio. That's the gap that independent advisory was built to fill. When Cloud Latitude works with clients on vendor portfolio rationalization and contract management, the starting point is never a recommendation. It's an inventory. What are you running? What are you paying? What's duplicated? What's underused? What's creating risk? Only after that picture is complete does the conversation shift to what should stay, what should go, and what should be renegotiated. The result, across more than $2 billion in guided IT spending, has consistently landed around 30% in savings. Not by cutting what's valuable, by eliminating what isn't, navigating the complex timelines of contract lifecycles, and negotiating better terms on what remains. Questions worth asking. If you don't know how many vendors are in your environment right now, that's the first answer you need. If you don't know what you're paying across all of them, that's the second. If you don't know which ones are creating compliance exposure, security risk, or operational drag, those are the conversations your technology partners should be having with you, but probably aren't. Vendor sprawl didn't happen because someone made a bad decision. It happened because 100 reasonable decisions were made in isolation, without a single unbiased voice asking whether the whole picture added up. Stop the sprawl. Take control of your IT footprint. Uncovering hidden waste and securing your vendor ecosystem requires zero guesswork. At Cloud Latitude, we act as your independent, conflict-free advocate, combining strategic portfolio rationalization, elite vendor negotiation, and continuous contract management to stop auto-renew leaks and capture double-digit savings. Ready to see what's hiding on your balance sheet? Request a complimentary vendor sprawl assessment with Cloud Latitude.